Imagine a farm devastated by 4 consecutive years of natural disasters, hailstorms obliterating crops, blizzards killing livestock, drought withering fields. Most would surrender, but for Gabe Brown, this catastrophe became the catalyst for an agricultural revolution. When conventional farming failed him, Brown didn't just adapt, he completely reimagined his relationship with the land. What emerged wasn't just a surviving farm, but a thriving ecosystem that would challenge agricultural orthodoxy worldwide. His North Dakota ranch transformed from degraded soil with 1.7% organic matter to rich, living earth containing nearly 7%. A regeneration so remarkable, it's now studied across 5 continents. The first sign of healing appeared unexpectedly in Brown's fields. Earthworms began emerging where none had existed before. After years of leaving crop residue undisturbed on the soil surface and reducing chemical inputs, initially from financial necessity rather than ecological wisdom, the land began responding. Soil that had been pale and lifeless darkened and developed a crumbly structure resembling chocolate cake. Brown's epiphany was realizing he'd been trying to sustain a degraded resource rather than regenerate it. The symptoms were everywhere: poor water infiltration, compaction, weed pressure, disease susceptibility, and declining profits, all manifestations of dysfunctional ecosystems. The transformation accelerated when soil microbiologist Dr. Chris Nichols delivered what seemed like heretical advice. Your soils will never be sustainable unless you remove your synthetic fertilizer inputs. When Brown conducted split field trials comparing low synthetic fertilizer application against no synthetic inputs, the unfertilized halves consistently yielded equal to or better than the fertilized portions, a result that defied conventional agricultural wisdom. What's happening beneath our feet? Plants capture carbon dioxide, transform it into sugars through photosynthesis, and leak up to 40% of these compounds into the soil as root exudates. These carbon-rich substances aren't waste, but strategic investments, feeding soil microorganisms that provide nutrients in return. The rhizosphere, that narrow zone surrounding plant roots, teems with biological activity. Plants actively recruit microbial partners through chemical signals, releasing specific compounds to attract bacteria that provide needed nutrients like phosphorus. When Brown created his chaos garden with over 70 plant species growing together, he recreated conditions that built prairie soils over millennia. The diversity above ground supported diversity below, establishing a complete soil food web. The results were remarkable. Compared to neighboring farms with similar soil types, Brown's ranch showed dramatically higher levels of available nitrogen, 281 pounds versus 2 to 37 pounds, phosphorus, 1,006 pounds versus 156 to 44 pounds, and water infiltration, 30 plus inches per hour versus less than 1 inch per hour, all by working with natural processes rather than against them. Brown initially bred cattle over 1,400 pounds, but discovered smaller cows remained healthier with less input and bred more reliably. His cattle had become mismatched to their environment. This insight prompted a complete rethinking of livestock management. They began selecting animals that could thrive on what the land naturally provided, aligned calving with seasons of abundant fresh forage, and implemented stress-reducing fence line weaning where separated calves and mothers could still see and touch each other. Most revolutionary was their adoption of mob grazing, moving dense groups of animals frequently across pastures to mimic bison's historic impact. This high-intensity, short-duration approach stimulates plant growth, distributes manure evenly, and prevents selective grazing. When implemented with multi-species cover crops, soil regeneration accelerated dramatically. The livestock became essential ecosystem restoration tools, turning plants into fertilizer, breaking soil crusts, and cycling nutrients through their digestive systems. Brown distilled his approach into 5 principles that work anywhere the sun shines and plants grow. First, minimize soil disturbance. Tillage destroys soil structure, while excessive fertilizers and pesticides disrupt crucial plant-microbe partnerships. Second, keep soil covered. Without protective armor, soil temperatures can reach 140°F, killing beneficial bacteria. At 70°F, 100% of soil moisture is available for plants. At 100°F, only 15% remains. Third, embrace diversity. Monocultures create vulnerability. Healthy ecosystems incorporate various cool and warm season grasses and broadleaves, each influencing soil biology differently. Fourth, maintain living roots year-round. When fields sit empty after harvest, the underground ecosystem starves. Brown asks, would you ever leave your livestock unfed for months? Then why starve your underground livestock? Fifth, integrate animals. Historically, ruminants stimulated plant growth through grazing. When managed properly, livestock accelerate nutrient cycling and enhance soil biology. After decades in agriculture, Brown realized commodity production isn't profitable without government subsidies. Producers typically earn only 14 cents of every consumer food dollar. The rest goes to processors, distributors, and retailers. When his son Paul joined the business, they developed a direct marketing approach to capture more value. Their biggest challenge was processing. With limited slaughter facilities, they joined other producers to form their own processing facility. They established Brown's Marketing LLC with the trademark Nourished by Nature and converted an old chicken house into a retail facility with just $10,000. Their first farmers market in Bismarck saw overwhelming demand. They discovered people weren't just buying food, but seeking connection. The most common customer question, "Where are you from?" revealed people simply wanted to know their food's origin. By building customer trust through transparency and product integrity, they created a business that grew through profits rather than debt, uncommon in modern agriculture. When Paul wanted to return after college, they needed to create sufficient income for multiple generations while facilitating transition. They put all land in an income-bearing living trust, with Gabe and Shelley entitled to income until death. Paul will receive the deeds upon their deaths and serves as executor, while their daughter Kelly will receive personal assets, investments, and life insurance. Brown believes true sustainability requires successful farm transfer to the next generation. With increasing land fragmentation, they've developed a 200-year plan incorporating land trusts, marketing LLCs, processing facilities, ecosystem restoration, and enterprise diversification. Their approach integrates young people through an internship program where successful participants can purchase part of an enterprise. Brown's team finances them, provides affordable land, and buys their products at predetermined prices to sell through their marketing business. Agriculture's yield obsession has diverted us from sustainable farming and decimated biodiversity. Modern breeding has created plants dependent on synthetic inputs, triggering a cycle of fertilizers, herbicides, and fungicides affecting human health. Studies show dramatic declines in food mineral content. You'd need 8 modern oranges to match the nutrition of one from your grandparents' era. 1/3 to 1/2 of people globally now suffer from chronic mineral deficiency. Brown's journey proves we can break this cycle. With 17 diverse enterprises, their ranch demonstrates both ecological and financial resilience. Despite agriculture's money-losing reputation, their story shows profit is possible through unconventional thinking. Regenerative agriculture's power lies in its simplicity. Work with nature rather than against it. We have the tools to produce nutrient-dense food while regenerating resources for future generations. The question isn't whether we can heal our soils and ourselves, it's whether we have the courage to change our relationship with the land.